The best way I can understand it now is that it is the balancing of these planes of reality inside myself that allows me to do that. Like about a year ago, I was taking care of my stepmother who was dying of cancer, and I was nursing her for the last months of her life. And I watched this process in myself. She had a lot of pain, and I had all the painkillers, and I was all the catheters and all that stuff, and I was doing what I could do to relieve her pain. And as a human being who really loved her a lot, I would have done anything to take away her suffering. But I couldn't do it all. And I had all the appropriate responses of guilt and discomfort and feeling horrible, and I couldn't do that. There was another part of me that was watching with absolute wonder as this woman who had had an ego that was so strong, she was so busy being somebody, she was a good person, the pain kept eating away and eating away. There's a quote I may have here, I may not. It's by Aeschylus from the Orestia. In our sleep, pain, which we cannot forget, falls drop by drop upon the heart until, in our own despair, against our will, comes wisdom through the awful grace of God. Comes wisdom through the awful grace of God. What I watched with my stepmother, Phyllis, was that as the pain dropped by drop on her heart, and she kept saying, I don't understand this pain. It's like, I've been a good person. Why am I having this much pain? Why is it so hard to die? I watched that ego finally surrender and this spirit come forth, and the being that I was then with was like, it's like being in the presence of just pure grace. And her death was just absolutely just like ink going into water, just dissolving, just breathing out. And I saw this being who I had never expected to see in our lives together emerge, and I had to admit that it was the pain and the suffering that beat that ego down for this other thing to come through. And I knew I could never have done that to her. And it was the awful grace. It was the awful grace. And what I experience in myself now is that when I'm dealing with somebody, like somebody that just found they have AIDS, and my heart is breaking and we cry together, there's another part of me that is just seeing it all as the unfolding perfection of the universe. That's the new curriculum this person now has. Oh, they're going to learn a lot from this. And at some point, they'll drop their body. It's interesting that as you extricate yourself from your identification with your separateness, your whole feeling about death changes. Because the part of you that isn't separate isn't coming and it isn't going, and there's no birth and there's no death, you just are. But because that part of you is not knowable by your mind keeps denying its existence. The part of you that is not in form is only beable, it's not knowable. And the mind goes up the wall trying to figure out how to control that part of you. And for us to stretch to handle what seems like a paradox to the mind, that it's all perfect and it's horrible. That there's nothing to do really, so get on with it. That it is all empty. And when you embrace all of it. You start to embrace the human condition into yourself. You start to embrace the suffering. Like if you live fully in this moment, does this moment include that baby that's taking its last breath from starvation? Yeah. So are you sad? Yes. Does it include the baby taking its first breath as it comes out of its mother's womb? And the joy of the beginning? Yes. So you're happy. If you are the fullness of the moment, all of it, these are all your voices. The cry, there's a beautiful... This won't be so hard to find. Beautiful poem by Thich Nhat Hanh. He's talking about, he says, among other things, I won't read the whole thing. He says, I am the mayfly metamorphizing on the surface of the river. I am also the bird which, when spring comes, arrives in time to eat the mayfly. I am a frog swimming happily in the clear water of a pond. I am also the grass snake who, approaching in silence, feeds itself on the frog. I am the child in Uganda, all skin and bones, my legs as thin as bamboo sticks. I am also the merchant of arms selling deadly weapons to Uganda. I am the 12-year-old girl, refugee on a small boat, who throws herself into the ocean after being raped by a sea pirate. I am also the pirate, my heart not yet capable of seeing and loving. My joy is like spring, so warm it makes flowers bloom in all walks of life. My pain is like a river of tears, so full it fills up all the four oceans. Please call me by my correct names so that I can hear at the same time all my cries and all my laughs, so that I could see that my joy and pain are but one. Please call me by my correct names so that I could become awake, so that the door of my heart be left open, the door of compassion. If you and I are to be free, there is nothing we can push away. And when we die into all of it, and we get out of the egocentric predicament, Gandhi, God demands nothing less than complete self-surrender as the price for the only real freedom that is worth having. Meaning you stop being so busy being you. And when a person thus loses herself, which she immediately finds herself in the service of all that lives. It becomes her delight and recreation. She is a new person, never weary of spending herself in the service of God's creation.